No, I don't really look at it like that. You know, I know I'm going to get reps, so, you know, just maximizing the reps when I get out there, you know, whether it's with the ones or the twos, you know, just going out there trying to execute and, you know, finish strong to the ball.
And to this point, what do you think has been the hardest adjustment for you?
I think it's, you know, going against guys who, you know, have been playing this game, you know, 6, 7, 8 years at this level. You know, they know all the tricks of the trade. So, you know, you may do something one time and it works. You know, now they know you got that in your arsenal. So as soon as they see it, they jump on it. So, you know, being able to kind of play that chess match, you know, with guys who've been doing this for a while is probably the biggest adjustment.
Kelvin, first time as a pro that you put the pads on tomorrow.
All right.
How significant of a day is that? And do you think you have something that you need to show the veterans that you can do when the lights really come on?
I think each day is significant. You know, obviously with the pads come on, you know, that feeds into, you know, much more of what us big guys do. So, and just going out there and being physical. You know, I feel like I've shown that so far. I feel like I've been physical, stout, you know, been able to show some burst, some pass rush ability. So, you know, just going out there and continue to put my best foot forward, you know, just being physical, you know, and continuing to build with the team.
Is there anything that surprised you so far?
No real surprises. You know, like I said, just going out there every day, trying to get better. You know, going out there with the right mindset of trying to perfect my craft, so to speak. You know, and following guys like Cam Jordan, Nick Fairley, you know, guys who've done this at a high level. You know, and continue to follow them.
Sheldon, how important it is as a defensive unit when y'all going to do the run drill tomorrow in pads, considering he gave up basically 5 yards of carry? That you set the tone. Y'all come together from day one, you know, winning in the line of scrimmage and returns.
Well, I think, you know, like you said, you know, it's big for us. You know, stopping the run in this league, it's big. You know, obviously, you know, the game has shifted to a more, you know, passing league. But if you can't stop the run, you know, they're going to run it, you know, 50, 60 times a game. So, you know, being able to go out there, you know, hold them to 2 to 3 yards on first down, you know, and put them behind the sticks, you know, it's big for us. So I think, you know, we're going to go out there with that mindset tomorrow and, you know, and treat every play like so.
You mentioned the veterans. You know how frustrating it was for this defense a year ago. What do you feel like the mindset of this group is once you came aboard?
I feel like everyone was hungry. You know, I know, you know, a lot of those guys got a bad taste in their mouth from last year, but last year is last year. You know, coming into this year, you know, it's a new year, and, you know, you're going to come in with the right mindset to lay new foundation, to go in with, you know, the right, you know, framework and build upon, you know, each day in camp, you know, leading on into the season, and, you know, hopefully that leads to wins.
How hungry does it make you to try and be a part of a group that helps this defense bounce back?
You know, it feels good to me. You know, I've always been a guy that plays with a chip on the shoulder. You know, I always find something, you know, that kind of drives me, pushes me. So, you know, coming into this is no different. You know, no matter where I was drafted, I'm always going to have a chip on my shoulder. I'm always going to push to be the best. I'm always going to feel like someone's, you know, looking at me saying, you know, he's good, but, you know. So, now I'm going to go out there with the right mindset every day, continue to work with those guys, and we're going to lay a new foundation and build on his defense.
What did you think of the Michael Thomas catch? What did you think of the Michael Thomas?
Oh, it was great. You know, I watch, you know, I'm a big football, you know, junkie, so, and I watch a lot of college football. You know, I've seen him make a lot of great catches, but that one definitely takes the cake.